Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, I'm John Holmes, and yes, the last thing you need is another podcast that takes apart a television show and hacks through it like a cough going through a pensioner. Except wait, because this is the One Show in which myself and my guests force ourselves to watch a week's worth of TV's The One Show and then analyse it all in far too much detail. It sounds like a terrible idea, and it is for us. But for you, it's entertainment gold that's all over a programme you yourself have no intention of ever watching. The One Show every Tuesday and Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
A club full of crime. A club full of song. Where wrong ends do things that are name. Its name is Crime Club.
¿Qué onda? ¿Todo tranquilo? Espero que sí. Yo soy Jack Beaumont, también conocido como Seximus Ultimus, también conocido como el Maradona de los Pungas. Esta semana hay un hombre que se llama José Rodríguez. Es el de Sudamérica y tiene secuencias tan flasheras que no las vas a creer. Pero primero, un tintineo de mi hermano Ed Beaumont.
Should we get into that thing we were going to talk about before we went for a blend?
Yeah, sure.
Start at the beginning. How does it start?
So, one of my friends, he was younger than me. He was like a year younger than me. And he slept with a girl that was a year younger than him.
Do you want to give the ages
here? I was 15. Huh?
Okay, so you're 15, he's
14. I'm 15,
14.
He's 14, the girl's 13.
Right.
She's got a boyfriend. He's 12. She gets pregnant off of my guy's... baby,
right, rewind. So her boyfriend is 12.
Yeah.
Your boy's 14.
And then
she's 13. Yeah.
She gets pregnant.
Yeah.
Obviously, the guy gets like pissed off. Like, he's fucked. He comes to the skate park, to the local park. He's got like a gun, like homemade gun as well. It's like a potato gun. You know, these ones, like, they'll shoot and the bullets are like all fake. So, like, they'll go through and like basically, it's not a clean shot. It just bursts. Like, the bullets aren't like well made.
But they won't go in you.
No, they'll go in you, but they, like, explode. It's not a clean shot, so you won't be able to, like, pull out a bullet. It, like, disperses. It goes in and then it, like...
Okay, disintegrates, kind of.
Yeah, and he came down with one of those to the, like, park, and he was, like, looking for him, waving it around. Me and my boys were all like, nah, he's not here, like fuck off, like, go away. Mm. And he comes down a little bit, like, backs off, and he's, like, puts it down. But he was waving it in the face, like, everyone.
Yeah.
And then at this point, he's like almost about to leave, and then we hear a skateboard like coming down the road, and like it's him. And he like appears to the skate park, and he gets all in his face, starts talking about it, like, "Oh, you're the guy that fucked my girl." And my guy's like, "No, that wasn't me. This and that." Like, he gets out his phone. Like, he still has his gun out. Gets his phone. He's like, "That's her. That's her." And it's like a picture of him and like her on the phone. And at this point, they're like shouting things back and forth at him, at each other. And then my boy goes to like, he's got his board on his side, and he's like already feeling a bit aggressive. And at this point, like, he just points. He just lets one go straight like to his head. Like, we were like point blank. We weren't that far away. He was like where that painting is and like where I am. He just points at him and it hits him on the side of the head and like just falls down. And everyone just like starts screaming. Bare people start scattering. Like, he just like says, like, "I told you," like, just fucks off.
And was then, he like run off or just walk off?
You know, he just runs off. Runs off. And then we all like go and grab my boy. Like, people call an ambulance. Ambulance arrive. And they take him away. He obviously like thought he got away, but some of the oldest from the area, they were able to like sort some things out.
So what? But your mate, who, what happened? Was he got taken away, but he died later at the hospital or what?
No, he died in the ambulance.
He died in the ambulance. Fuck yeah.
He was unconscious on the floor. Like, he was like compulsating, like on the floor, like just bleeding out of his head. A lot of blood as well.
That's mad.
And
what happened to did you say some olders went and chased over tried to hunt down the geezer that shot him?
Yeah, no, they found him.
They what found they his did brother.
They grabbed him and they took him, and yeah, they did what they had to do.
Well, they cap him as well.
Yeah. Grand
Club. What was her name?
I didn't even know her, bro. Okay. I only knew him.
Yeah.
And she was like some next girl that he just ended up fucking. And obviously, like, brought the attention of the wrong crowd. We didn't know who the boyfriend was neither. And then he ended up being like some fucking crazy youth. Like, I literally didn't even know the kid. I didn't even know.
Fucking 12 when he's capped someone. 12.
The thing is, kids in, over there, like, they're crazy.
Have you got any other kind of stories that happened at such a young age that it made people over here say that's fucking mental kind of thing?
Like, I started taking coke when I was like 15. Got a really bad habit in between 15 to 16. I was doing it loads.
How accessible was it?
It was like under my bed, basically. I was like holding like large bits for some of the olders in the area, because like my uncle, he was a detective over there. So I lived in the house that was next to his, and our garden was all connected.
And you were holding coke under your bed for them?
Yeah, and like, a lot.
Did you not get on with your uncle, I'm guessing?
No, he was safe. He, like, everyone, I got on with everyone in my family.
Yeah.
The only ones I didn't get on with was my stepdad.
I'm assuming he doesn't know that you're hiding, What would he have done if he found out?
Probably fucking, he found out about when I was selling weed with my cousin, and he flipped out about that. So if he would have found out about the cocaine, but
would he have done you? Do you reckon he'd have nicked you?
I don't know about that one.
Mm.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He might have let it slip because it might have affected him being like so related, like so close, literally next door. So if he would have reported it, maybe would have had to investigate it. And you know, like, who knows who's going to believe who? He could have gotten affected really badly, maybe even lost his job. Yeah, and he was a very well-known detective. He was on the news all the time. I remember seeing him on TV sometimes.
Fuck yeah. All right, like, so let's go. So you're carrying loads of coke for these olders in the area.
Yeah, so, like, we'd always be partying. Like, we'd go out, or we'd just go over to my guys and, like, literally piles of coke on the table. Just like,
how old are the other guys? They were all about 15 as well, were they?
No, they were different ages, 18. The oldest was, like, 24, 25. But they were all, like, living either, like, with their grandma or, like, with their auntie.
How did you fall into that crowd?
Because they literally live down the road.
Mm.
And just, like, moving into the area. Because the thing about is, like, things aren't, like, separated. Like, you live here and you'll have, like, a really good area here, but literally next, in front of your house, like, here with these blocks, like, you'll see, like, some really poor, like, constructed houses that maybe even the people built themselves. Everyone's houses are gated because of stealing and shit. Like, my mum got, like, the house got burgled and people came in, like, with with guns and like held my mum and like stole the cars and shit. Like, and even with gates and shit, that's why people have a lot of protection on their housing. But when people don't have enough money for this, this is when you get into the poorer part of town. You have your front gates, but it's open like it is here.
Yeah.
People don't normally have their gates open like you do here in London. Everyone here, like, their front gardens are open. You can just walk up to the door and knock.
Yeah.
In Chile, that doesn't happen.
Mm.
Unless, obviously, you're from the poorer side.
Do things get a bit hairy when you're holding loads of coke for these older fellas in your area?
Definitely.
What happens?
I remember one time I was partying with everyone. We were at my mate's house. And all of a sudden, like, one of our friends, he just arrives. He's like, yeah, we got to go. I'm like, what? I'm fucked at this point. I'm like, I don't even know what's going on. All right, cool. Let's get in the car. We go. Boom, we get to this fucking yard outside of, in the countryside. Go inside. Guy chained down on the table. And basically, this guy's owed, one of my oldest, bare piece for time. No one's been able to find him. They finally found him. He's, on the table, all, crying already in bits, He's crying. He started pissing himself and shit. They had his hand out on the table like this. And they had the knife. At this point, he's like, I don't have it, this and that. And then at that point, they're like, bang. And they chopped half of his pinky off.
How big's the knife?
Knife's this big. It's one of these kitchen knives,
It's a meat knife, kind of thing. And they've chopped his half his pinky off.
It was sharp.
Yeah, sharp. And they've chopped his half his pinky off.
Straight off. In one, bang.
And then what happened?
He was just screaming, it started, bleeding bare, and he was just there. And they, wrapped his finger up, and they were like, right, now, where's my money? And he's like, I'll have it for you. Please, just give me a bit of time. And they're like, 1 week, nothing else, 1 week.
So did he
and at this point, they fucked him up, they bashed him out, he got knocked out, put him in the car, and then...
Did he come up with the goods in the end?
Did he come up with the money?
Yeah,
of course. Crime Club.
Hello there.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Quickly, we haven't got long. Please listen to the all-new Angelos and Barry podcast.
It's a funny one.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious. There's so much muck in it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You mentioned a couple of other nuts things that happened when you were in, because you spent from the age of 12 to 16.
Yeah, I moved there when I was 12.
So, do you want to go into a bit of that, the fuck shit you saw when you were younger?
Yeah, I remember first smoking weed when I was 12. I lost my virginity when I was 12 as well.
Yeah, I was first smoked weed at the age of 12, but I didn't lose my virginity until I was 19.
Yeah,
so slight difference.
See, you're lucky because you got to enjoy it and know what was what. And I got introduced to all of that really young.
Is that normal in people getting introduced to sex and drugs at the age of 12?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I was going to underage discos, for under 16s. And you'd go there and we're with your friends, you'd just go and be yeah, how many girls? Who goes with more girls? Just go dance, make out, whatever.
Yeah, but I think that was probably quite normal, but not, I think it'd be less normal for people to end up shagging after that. Did all your mates lose their virginity around 12 as well, or was you the early one?
I was one of the earlier ones, but the thing is, where I first moved, there was a lot more poverty and I guess less educated people. Not everyone, but there was a lot.
That's what leads to people fucking at the age of 12?
I think so. I think it's just not the right education and not the right environments, you know, so people...
Do you reckon if the right educator there'd be a syllabus, how not to fuck when you're 12 years old?
Something like that, probably, like, maybe, like, learn how to be celibate until you're, like, old enough to know why...
Do you regret that? Do you regret that? Because I've heard of some young ages at losing your virginity, but I've never heard of them until, say, 12.
I regret it because I didn't really know what I was
doing. How old was the girl?
She was my age as well. We were, like, just, like, kissing, and then... So, like, we were going
Whose idea was it?
It was, like, a mutual thing. It wasn't, like...
She was like, oh, should we have that sex thing that people
no,
do?
No, it wasn't even like that. Like,
obviously,
because, like...
Tell me what I've heard's great. What is it? Oh, sex, apparently, is a thing that adults do.
She didn't just bring it up like that, like, yeah, let's have sex. Yeah, you know...
How did it go down? Do you mind talking about how it went down? I'm fucking interested in how it went down.
So, in that school that I was going to, it was a private school that my mum ended up sending me. I was there for a couple months. For PE, we would get taken to a park near the school, and we'd do PE there, and there was lockers downstairs. So I made the excuse of going to get something from a bag. We went into the lockers, and then we ended up just making out.
Mm.
Just making out, and then, like, one thing to the other, she, like, touched me here, and then I ended up, like, touching her. And then I'm, like, just basically touching her.
Feeling the pain.
Not even doing anything. Like, what's
verb? What's the verb in Spanish for what you did?
Dando el dedo, no sé, like.
Dando el dedito,
you know,
What does dando mean?
Dando is giving.
And oh yeah, dedito that,
is the
finger.
Like the finger, but you like. El dedo is finger. But people in South America will add el hito at the end of things, like to say like. Like pequeñito, like pequeño, okay, yeah. Like something smaller.
Yeah.
But el dedito is like, it's a bit more cute, I guess. Yeah. You know? It's not so like.
Had you been getting off of in the lead up to this?
Yeah, well, we were like just kissing and for out, touching our ass and shit, and like doing.
I was also like,
obviously, like just doing whatever I thought, like porn was showing me, because obviously, like, I remember seeing my first porn when I was like 7 or 8.
7 or 8?
Yeah.
Or did you just nip down the shop and buy one, or what? Who showed
you? No, it was so awkward, man. The real air I was introduced to porn is like so weird.
Let's hear it,
come on. My cousin showed me my first porn video.
How old was he?
He was a good bit older than me. He's like 7 years older than me.
And he just banged on a video.
Yeah, and then he started bringing out like Pokemon, like porn and shit, and I was like really disturbed, but at the same time, it's like, I grew up playing Pokemon and, like...
Yeah.
I don't know, it's really weird to talk about, like...
Did you ever try and get any girls naked on webcam? Because the first time I really saw someone get their fanny out was... I was staying over at a mate's.
Yeah.
Foot of a geezer who I first met with when I was 12, actually, and he was been chatting on MSN to this girl for a long time. And he's like, I know she gets her fanny out on webcam. I was like, fucking hell, that's... Because we were about 13, probably. I was like, oh, fucking hell, yeah, talk to her. And he was talking to her, and he spent about an hour and a half, I think we were about 13, an hour and a half just perfecting his request. He was, like, in the lead-up to requesting, joking, you could, like...
Well, together.
Would you mind stripping for us, basically?
Yeah.
And and she did. She got her fanny out, and she rubbed it at us, basically, down the camera.
Go on.
And that was... it's just a really weird interruption to... real life.
Do you know Charolette? Do you remember Charolette?
Yeah, I did a bit of that.
Mate, that was jokes. I've never gotten a full-on badger. I've gotten a striptease and like a little bit of arse, but never the full thing.
I mean, it was mainly people wanking, though, wasn't it? Was it?
Yeah, load of bollocks and cocks and balls.
Anyway, enough of chat roulette. Let's go back to that. Is it the locker room? Yeah.
Yeah. So we were downstairs.
You're banging over the locker room.
Yeah. I kind of tried. Like, I don't know if you really count that as fucking.
Were you spunking at this age? Were you producing sperm?
Yeah.
How old when you started going for beauty then? How old when you first started fucking wanking?
I don't know, maybe like 8 or 9, like when I first
started. Were you producing spunk at 8 or 9?
I don't really remember my first time.
It can't be 8 or 9, you can't be producing
spunk. I think I was older than that when I first came, but I don't really remember exactly when I first came. Yeah. Like, for the first time, you know, like
But you were spunking at the age of 12, basically.
Yeah, I was like touching myself or like trying to do things, like I don't know, I had a lot of like sexual influences through growing up, and obviously being Latino as well, like through the music around you, it's a lot of calentura, you know, like a lot of heat always around you. And even when I was going partying, like I was 12 and I was going to these like young discos, and all the music talks about is like just fucking and grinding, and that's all you're doing, you're just grinding against girls, and like it just becomes a normal thing.
I feel like, well, obviously, you know, because you lived in both, but just the general South American attitude towards sex is so less repressed than your Northern Europeans, basically. We're not much more repressed about sex.
Yeah.
And that kind of bleeds out into the differences in our culture in some way. Yeah. Do you reckon that's fair, someone who's lived in both?
That is fair, yeah, yeah. To be honest, like, sexual culture in South America is a lot more, how can I say, like, just a lot more open. Like, people are just...
Yeah.
Just a lot more flirtatious. Like, it's even in the culture, like, mate, when I meet, like, because I'm half as well, so when I meet a lot of women, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell whether they're actually flirting or if that's that just them, because they're like that as well.
Oh, Crime Club. Jack Beaumont, you naughty boy.
I was with this girl for a long time.
How long's a long time?
Oh, a long time for me. It was only like a year and a half, maybe a little bit less.
That's a long time for me too.
Yeah. I've only been in two like serious relationships. Mm. But yeah, so we broke up. Past the time, I finally get over her. I'm at the pub where I used to work, and this girl comes up to the bar. I'm like, oh, she's cute. Start flirting with her, this and that. Yeah, and then she invites me to come for a drink after when I'm done. I'm like, alright, cool. I finish in a little bit. Alright, I finished my shift, get a drink from them, they buy me a drink. Like, always.
Who's they?
The two girls. So there was the girl I was playing with, and then I get to the table and her boss is with her.
Okay.
And she's like the boss of like the branch where they work.
Yeah.
Which was round the corner from my pub. And well, I'm talking to her and like just like talking about shit like where I'm from and my name and my age, all of this shit. Next thing, like, she's talking about how old she is. I must have been like, oh, you don't look old, like, you're pretty, all of this. She was quite saucy.
How old was she?
She was 35.
Yeah.
And I'm like talking about tattoos because I'm still like tattooing at the time. I was like, yeah, you should get a tattoo, this and that. Like, take my number. I go give her my number and then she's like, I ask her for hers. And she, like, gives me a piece of paper. And she's like, toilets now. On the piece of paper. And
oh, I'm
like,
shit.
I'm at my workplace at the moment. I'm like... And I just... Bro, she went to the toilet. I just...
Gentle ladies.
2 seconds later, disabled.
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck that. Need my privacy.
Yeah.
Disabled. Like, I'm like, rah, I don't even have a condom. And she's like, do you have a condom? And I was like, nah. She just goes into her bag, grabs a condom, gives it to me. I'm like, calm. Boom, put it on. Whilst out in the toilets. Next thing you know, we go back out. I go out first. Then she comes back
out. How long do you reckon the whole lovemaking took?
What, in the toilets?
Yeah.
Mate, I was anxious as fuck. I'm not going to lie. I made it quick. Probably like maybe a 5 minute thing. Like just like.
What were you doing? Strictly doggy?
Strictly from the back. All the way. She was up against the fucking wall. I was like blasting at her face. Was smudging against the wall. Like fucking scratching at me. Like I was like, fuck. It was a good one still. And then after that,
do you reckon there's a reason why all spontaneous sex is basically doggy?
Probably because you don't want that intimate, you know, like face to face.
That's a good point.
Like,
I've never thought about that.
Because like when you're face to face, it's a lot more intimate. It's a lot more like I'm looking at you. Where from the back, you're just like, I don't, like, we don't really care. We're just like, it's just all about the sex and the heat in that moment.
Love that point.
It's like different types of sex, you know what I mean?
You put that really well. Continue.
We ended up seeing each other a couple of other times, met up in Brixton for a drink, end up going back to mine, fucked again. Then she invited me to Manchester. We went to Manchester, took me to some luxurious hotel.
Why she invited you to Manchester for a weekend?
Basically, she had like a convention where she got given an award, so she had to go to this thing. Took me to.
Do you mind saying what? Do you remember what industry she was in? Nah,
right, I wasn't really thinking about
that. Yeah, full stop. Yeah,
I knew she worked and she was a boss and like she managed people.
Yeah.
I know it was a charity based industry, but she was like involved with like events for it and shit like that. She was managing that sort of.
Right,
I don't know exactly what it was, but it was to do with that shit. And she was getting given an award, so she took me to Manchester. Fucking toilet is bigger than my room, like huge. Bed's massive. Yeah, I'm like, geez, this is sick. Right, we did one there, bang. Then we go out for a drink. I end up meeting these two guys that are there from Manchester. They're studying there. We're like all talking. Then she has to go back to her convention. So she goes back. These lads, they take me out booming through the centre of Manchester, just drinking in each place. And they get back here, we start like sniffing it. I'm like, geez, come on. And then I'm like, fuck, what's the time? I should go back. I started looking at my phone, like missed calls and that. I'm like, shit. So I go back, go meet her. I'm like, yeah, cool, sweet, you're right. Yeah, we have one more drink and then we go upstairs. And like, there we're just fucking all night. Like, massive bed, like fucking spreaded. All, every single fucking position on that side, on that wall, on that bed, everywhere.
How did it end this romance?
So, after this, I met her one more time, and she revealed that she was kind of like married or something like this.
Married with kids?
She was married, no kids. Going through a divorce, very toxic relationship. But after that, that kind of put me off, and I was like, whoa.
Why did it put you off?
Because she was married. I was
drunk. Were you particularly into her in the first place?
Huh?
Were you particularly into her in the first place?
No. It wasn't like that. It was all really like, purely just like sexual and like just sexually driven. But once I found out that she was married, it was like that's like rocky territory. I can't be stepping.
Did you just stop answering the calls or something?
Yeah, I stopped talking to her. I was like, nah, like that's raw. I can't believe you've done that, because like, yeah, I wouldn't have done it if I would have known she was married from the beginning. She had no ring on, nothing.
Would you not have done it though? I definitely fucking would.
I don't know, like my mum got cheated on a lot. I don't agree with like doing things like that myself. I don't judge people neither for it, because there's circumstances and situations. Yeah. But
well, I respect that. You've got some more principles behind just sheer knobbing territory.
Yeah, literally. But then she kept on like messaging me and like calling me, and I kept on trying to ignore her. And then like after
weeks, sure, did you go back? You went back for
after a couple weeks. I was like, right, she's like bad. So like I went to see her.
Yeah.
And then she ended up telling me a story. She was like, the reason I was calling you so much and so desperate to see you was because I was pregnant. And basically what happened is that she was already very depressed and going through a rough time with her husband, like breaking up and like being in a very toxic relationship. This just sent her overboard, and like she ended up like having a really like fucked up night, drank beer, took beer drugs, like everything, ended up having a miscarriage, was in hospital for a couple of days.
Fucking hell.
And I had no idea of it. And then we're just there at the fucking pub, and she's just telling me this, and I'm there like, fuck.
Oh, imagine, and are you kind of upset? I hope you're saying sorry a bit at this point. Or
no, like, yeah, no, I was bad. I was like, I'm so sorry that I wasn't like more supportive. I had no idea. I literally had no fucking clue. I was just doing what I thought was right, which was just leaving.
I guess it's just classic men not thinking about the consequences of everything, and just completely turning off.
No, definitely. I mean, it's
one. How old are you, son?
This was last year.
No, right, Fuck it up. And how did it end? Are you on decent terms now, or she think you're?
Yeah, I've talked to her a couple of times. I tattooed her once as well.
And you banged her again?
No, once. Once, and then after that, like, I was like, no, I can't.
Johnny on?
But the thing is,
did you go Johnny on?
Huh?
Was it bareback?
No.
You went bareback again, didn't you, dirty bastard? Oh, what a cut! Hey, that was Jose Rodriguez, an example of one of those exceptionally well-mannered men who just so happens to have witnessed some bonkers shit. Although I can't say I approve of him returning for a bareback round 3. With the professional sweet up. Have you witnessed any 12-year-olds shooting 14-year-olds recently? Perhaps you are a 12-year-old or a 14-year-old who is thinking of shooting someone, or maybe you're a particularly early developer and have been shagging your way through year 8. We'd love to hear from you. Get in touch. Email crimeclubpodcast@gmail.com. I appreciate many of you may not have Twitter, but if you do want to see some of the pics sent in by fans wearing Crime Club merchandise, find us at Crime Club Pod. You don't need an account, I don't think. Moto Mick is on next week. He led an exciting life by the age of 10 doing motocross type stuff. See you then.
Tank tops, jumpers, and bags. Buy a tank top. Ooh, baby. Fucking tank top. Get it all now.
Get your tank top at www.podcastmerch.co.uk.
GreatBigOwl.com.
would happen if you got a comedian in a room, you opened their Amazon account, and you look back at everything they've ever bought on that website? Well, this.
Because I was consuming so much peanut butter, I decided to try and get a powdered version that wasn't as fattening.
Your handwriting can change your life.
I regret this book. I regret this book.
Keep Calm and Love Dom Jolly novelty keyring fridge magnets.
Yeah, I love that. I do have that on my fridge.
£4 you spent on that.
That's My Mate Bought a Toaster, available now from Great Big Al.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.